I speak 23 languages.
23 languages. It's an awful lot of languages. How come?
It kind of grew on me just as a hobby. I started studying Hebrew and Arabic, and then from there it snowballed.
Have you got particular techniques? Because I can't imagine it is something simple to do. I mean, well, clearly for you it seems to be.
I tend to begin with a in-depth study of the grammar, the structure of the language. I have a very big interest in linguistics, so I tend to go over morphology and syntax and word formation before I'll actually start speaking with native speakers.
Have you found that some are simply harder to master than others or not?
Oh, of course. It obviously depends on what your first language is. I think for native speakers of English, by far the most difficult language would probably be Russian, both in terms of grammar and pronunciation. But then again, there are also languages, for example, most languages that are indigenous to North and South America. I've studied Ojibwe and a little bit of Navajo. The structure and just the ways of expressing yourself are completely reversed from the way that an Indo-European speaker would tend to see the world, that those languages seem almost impossible to really be fluent in.
If it's okay with you, Timothy, can I put you to the test?
Okay, in which language?
Eh bien, on va commencer en français. C'est ok le français pour toi ou c'est bon?
Eh bien sûr. Non, j'étais du français à l'école.
Et tu étudies le français depuis combien de temps?
Maintenant, je crois 7 ans.
Ok, tu as trouvé ça un petit peu difficile ou facile à apprendre?
Au début, c'était un peu difficile pour moi parce que j'étais pas très familière avec l'apprentissage des langues. C'était la première langue que j'avais appris après l'anglais, mais maintenant, c'est pas très difficile pour moi.
You're doing very well, I've got to say. Okay, pretty much full marks, but hey, French is easy. French is easy, yeah?
Of course.
Okay, so shall we, let's up the ante. Mandarin.
你会说中文吗?
Now, I... You could tell me anything. I wouldn't understand a word, but I've got a bit of help. My colleague, Karen. Karen, say hi to Timothy.
你好。你会说中文吗?
我会说一点中文。你是中国人吗?
我是中国人。你是北京人吗? 不是北京人,我是香港人。
Right, I've got to step in at this point. I'm completely lost. Karen, you know, you're my, not my eyes, but my ears here. How did he do?
Not bad.
Clearly, you've done quite well. When you say you speak language, can you say you're fluent in 22 languages, or the languages you're fluent in, and languages you can sort of get by in?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a lot of debate and discussion over what it means to be fluent in a language. I think for me, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you can discuss philosophy or the tax system or things such as that, but just you find ways of getting around vocabulary differences, you can talk comfortably with a native speaker. It's all about communication.